Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Automotive. For whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
We've got an update on the Miami Dolphins, and now we do go to Sal Capaccio, sit down with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, and his appearance on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, the official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Okay, good morning, coach. Hope you had a great victory Monday, but obviously a quick turnaround here to a game on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's been a quick turnaround, Sal. It's a game we're looking forward to, like every game, and it's a divisional opponent, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
Okay, obviously we know about some key injuries. Let's start with that. You've already ruled Taron Johnson out. I know you talked about Smoot a little bit. Anybody else you can tell us about for this game specifically?
Right, so Taron's out. Smoot will be out as well. Javon Solomon is listed as doubtful, and the rest should be good to go.
Okay, let's talk about Josh Allen a little bit. In his week, obviously he's got the left hand injury. We saw him with a glove on at practice. How did you feel Josh got through the last couple of days?
Well, he's managed it. He really has. He's done a good job. He's so physically and mentally tough. The trainers have done a really nice job. Again, in a short window of time, because of the quick turnaround, I think everyone's done a phenomenal job, including Josh. And he'll play a big part for us in the game.
We always talk about every year, every month. You even joked about it last offseason. Hey, we're always going to be talking about dialing it back with Josh or protecting him from himself. Even in this situation, is that a little bit tougher because you have to kind of think about that and have him understand the risks that go along with having an injured hand?
Well, he's been cleared to play medically. That's first and foremost in the conversations that we have had this week, have centered around first and foremost making sure that he is good to play, mm-hmm. which they've assured me that he is. And then we go from there. And at the end of the day, we all have to step up our game. And Josh, just like he did, I thought, fabulously last week, was really trusted the players around them, was in control of the game, in control of the pocket. It's definitely trying to be smart so that he can get through the whole game and beyond.
All right. So Taron, obviously a big loss. He's a fantastic player. He's an all pro, but you have a guy in Cam Lewis who's been here 6 years, coach. I mean, like, for his growth and development to be in this position, I know you trust him, but he's also pretty unique. He plays safety. He plays nickel corner. He can be a personal protector. He can do a lot of things. What makes him so unique to be able to do all that?
Yeah. I mean, really, really to me, again, fascinating with his development, his growth. Great that he's a local guy from UB. I think that's just kind of the cherry on top here. And then, he's just wired in a way that he's extremely hungry. He works hard. And no job is too small. No job is too big. He's always been a team first guy. And here he gets an opportunity early in the season when Taron goes down. And I thought he performed well last week. And this will be a big challenge again this week.
And, of course, the other UB guy, Jamarcus Ingram, for him to have to shift roles last week on a moment's notice, what does that say about him?
Again, another UB guy, right? And I thought Jamarcus had one of the best training camps of anyone, mm-hmm. on our team, and that carried over into the first game. Quite honestly, not exactly knowing if he would have even been active for that, mm-hmm. game until the injury with Smoot, perhaps. So all that being said, tremendous young man, works extremely hard. Really excited for him and the opportunity he has as well.
All right, one more specific guy I want to ask you about is Von Miller. We talked with Von on Wednesday. He said he felt like he was having a good camp. He did a lot of things well. It translated, even not just the sack that he had on Sunday, but he thought he was doing the things that he needs to do. How did you feel Von Miller played back in the opener?
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction. And with that comes some confidence, I believe, right? Which we're all human, even someone like Von Miller, who's accomplished as he's been, we all need that kind of, affirmation of what we're doing and that is paying off. So great to see him. Great to see the smile on his face And when he got that sack, and we're looking for many more.
Coach, I want to ask you about a couple of things you were going to want to clean up on. First of all, penalties at home, false start penalties, things like that. How do you correct those things in practice? What do you kind of reinforce with the guys?
Well, the discipline, and then some of it's not always, a discipline. Some is discipline. Some is, you know, they're maybe thinking too much instead of thinking about the right things. Mm-hmm. So we're clearing one's head enough to think clearly. So we try and get to the bottom of it, but for sure we can't have it.
And then, of course, the kickoff return that went against you. Have you identified where the breakdown was and how to correct that?
You know, I'll give them some credit with the scheme. We probably could have done a better job with handling the scheme. And then, you know, like I mentioned after the game, I thought we had three or four players there to make the play. And unfortunately, one player knocked another player off, mm-hmm. and it was kind of like the perfect storm. So we've focused in hard on that over the last few days. And our hope is that it'll be better, and it needs to be better.
Let's go to the positive there. Brandon Codrington, first time he touches the ball in a Buffalo Bills uniform. What did you see that happened on that play with Brandon being able to break it?
Yeah, first of all, it was a ball that hit the turf, right? So good kick by their kicker. And that's a tough thing to field. You kind of got to be an infielder in baseball, mm-hmm. right? And I thought Brandon did a really nice job of fielding that, keeping his poise, and then getting vertical. And, you know, we had a double team there, and we're able to get a hat on a hat, as we say, which is a man on a mm-hmm. man, and get some good blocks there for him. And just the energy it brought our team, I thought, was phenomenal, especially being down 7-0 right there. It was a big-time energy swing.
And then, of course, Tyler Bass. I asked you about him the other day, but just to see him regain that form, I'm sure that was not only short-term for what you needed in the game, but long-term, how much that can mean for him.
Well, again, he's been on a journey like all of us. You go through a journey when you're in this business year to year, and then just overall in your career. And there's going to be ups and downs, and you know, I think it's been tremendous how he's handled it, right? Coming off of last year and in the last game, I know everyone wants to focus on that. And, you know, his focus is where it should be, which is, on today and the game last week. He was very present, and I thought he kicked it extremely well on the field goals and extra points, and we're looking for more of that going forward.
The Miami Dolphins had a big turnover near the goal line. The peanut punch came out. I was reading some stuff, how much they really concentrate on that. Every team does, right? How much is ball security going to be something you really preach this week, knowing they're going to be going after it, especially obviously with Josh in the hand and everything?
Yeah, it's huge. Typically against the Dolphins with their high-powered offense, it's about points, not yards, mm-hmm. and then taking care of the football. I mean, you look at the games that we've played, the first game last season, we were able to take the ball away and, mm-hmm. and score touchdowns rather than field goals. And in the second game, the last game of the regular season last year, we had yards, but not as many points, you know, through touchdowns and whatnot. So it's points over yards and making sure we take care of the ball.
And then, of course, they have this dynamic offense, but you are a bit familiar with them. Does it help a little bit to have two familiar opponents? They're going to have the same thing on you a short week as opposed to a team that you haven't seen very much?
At the end of the day, we got to go play football, right? Coach football, right? So it'll be about blocking, tackling, and execution, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
No doubt about it, Coach. What do you normally do on Thursday Night Football? How do you normally spend a Thursday night as opposed to playing a football game in South Florida?
Well, normally we're getting done practice on a Thursday for us and our process here, and getting home probably somewhere, I don't know, after the game has started, and we're kind of starting to wind down our week. So this will be us ramping our week up in a short amount of time here. So we're looking forward to it.
All right. Good luck. Best of luck on Thursday night. Safe travels to South Florida.
All right. Thanks, Al.